for Natalia. There is not anything that hath bred greater troubles than the liberty which is given to the wicked to offend with all impunity. Jean Bodin, 1577. I am a monument. Walter Rauf, 1979. I am an angel. Augusto Pinochet, 2003. Note to the listener. I played a minor role in the unprecedented and historic legal proceedings that followed the arrest of Augusto Pinochet in London on the evening of October the 16th, 1998. It offered a front row seat in one of the most important international criminal cases since Nuremberg. Time has passed, but I've not forgotten the experience, the stories, or the characters. Many years after the arrest and the events that followed, I was researching a book about the rat line, the route used by a Nazi to escape from the city of Lviv and Europe to South America. In the archive of an Austrian family, I came across a letter written by a former Nazi leader named Walter Rauf. Hunted for crimes against humanity and genocide, the SS man offered advice to an old comrade. A decade later, I learned, the author of the letter moved to Patagonia in southern Chile, where he would manage a cannery that packed the flesh of king crabs into small tins. It had not occurred to me that Pinochet and Rauf might be linked, but it turned out that the lives of the two men were deeply intertwined. This is the story of a journey to uncover their connection and its consequences, one that touches on matters of history, law, politics, and literature. It also evokes ideas about memory and the line that is said to separate fact and fiction, truth and myth. On the lives of these two men, I've sought to describe fairly what I have learned, relying on documents, archives, testimonies, and conversations. The account is not a complete version or the only version. On such matters where so many individuals are involved, there will be many perspectives and recollections. We know from daily life that two people who experience the same moment may see things differently, that memories are fluid, and that what happened may be open to interpretation. This is my interpretation, based on what I have seen, heard, or read. It is a personal journey. It's about justice and memory and impunity across time and place, about the threads that weave together our strange lives in which questions and coincidences so often arise. Philippe Sands, London and Bonnieu, November 2024. Prologue. Santiago, August 1974. A Chevrolet refrigerated van trundled along La Alameda, which connected the Moneda Palace to the university. Near the ancient church of San Francisco, it turned right to enter the Barrio Paris-Londres, constructed around the intersection of two streets, Calle Londres and Calle Paris. The neighborhood, once the garden of an ancient hermitage, was home to poets, writers, and artists. The van moved over the cobblestones before coming to a stop before a low, gray stone building, number 38. Referred to simply as Londres, elsewhere the street might have been Londonstrasse or Rue de Londres or Londres Street. Men in civilian clothing opened the van's rear doors and a group of men and women in blindfolds tumbled out and entered number 38. One was a 20-year-old student of history, arrested for subversion. He wasn't sure where he was, but through a gap in the blindfold, he glimpsed the black and white floor tiles that marked the entrance, a chessboard, the headquarters of the Socialist Party. He was led up a few stone steps and into the building, separated from his companions, and taken to a side room where he was instructed to sit. Another person, a woman, sat next to him. "My name is Leon." "My name is Hedy," the woman replied. They waited.